The great halls of their house. There are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe, comes our team captain, the Vision Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher. Our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuck. And our Batman, master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical. Our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission? To fight injustice. Share what is right and wrong. To get you out of your house and come out racing with them. And serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes of Training Podcast. I'm going to be one of the hosts for this episode. My name, Bill. Who else is hosting?
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Jen.
And I'll be Alan.
All right. All right. Well, since you're Alan, you're the one who's being subjected to our latest Who Are Your Hosts episodes. So we are going to quiz Alan and find out what has happened and transpired over his racing career since he started with us and where he's at now. So, Alan, who are you?
Who am I? I think I consider myself the wrench. I'm the guy that jumps in there to fix stuff and play with stuff and see how stuff works. Sometimes to my demise, sometimes for fun.
We try to keep you entertained.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some. Yeah. And one of the drivers for the team, right? Where I help plot out some of our plans of attack, methods of domination. And do some driving and wrenching and general planning, right? Like,
Yep.
And you forgot what I view as your key critical role.
Oh yeah.
You are training your replacement.
Yes.
Because I know how heartbroken you'll be if you don't get to fix something that we managed to break. Oh. But you are training Miss Vicky, and she is loving it.
I am loving it.
Excellent.
So, Vicky is in apprenticehood.
I'm in apprenticehood. Yep.
Indeed, I do.
So Alan, your interests related to the team? I mean, your driving. How is your driving? Your HPDEs? Do you do?
My driving is terrible, if you ask anyone. Anyone that's seen me out there, there's video of it and stuff.
I have data.
It's quick though.
So my interest. Yeah. So I love driving. I love the HPD and stuff like that. Some of that's a little tougher to budget and schedule in. I love doing that stuff as well. Any of the learning process, just being around the track for me is a blast. You know, I enjoy the mechanical, I enjoy the theming. I'm getting into a little bit more of the electronics, trying to see if I can't almost touch the water a little bit and keep something alive for a whole.
Well, you brought my Miata back.
Miata, yeah, the Miata did good. What else was it? Yeah, the telemetry. I'd love to see a little more of that. And instructing, yeah, that'd be awesome to be an instructor, just to get out there and help people and try not to lose your lunch in the right seat. Yeah, make some great choices that you know. What? No!
Wait. You said you're going to make great choices? You're trying to get off our team.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't. Oh, no, okay. As they make great choices. Okay.
I was going to say that
it
doesn't
work great. Belong. I was just in the car the other day with my teenager, and I was like, hey, you're driving like a, oh my God, I'm never riding that kid. He's great. love that kid.
We just had Mia for the first time ever. Driving at the airport today, and that was an interesting story, but that's fine.
I'm just glad all my both my kids got licenses and everything before they were caught driving without it, because that's good, you know, like, you know what I'm saying. And both their cars, as soon as they get the clutch in the BMW, both their cars will have pedals that hinge at the floor.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Ooh, that's different.
So yes, yes.
Cool.
Yes. So indeed. Where are you currently? In your race driver growth path?
Well, my growth plan. I'd say at this point, I've established that I can keep a car on track most of the time. And you know, I certainly enjoy the process of trying to figure out where the car should be on the track as with regard to the line and some of that kind of stuff. And then we just introduced the other knuckleheads out there to try to
Oh, it's too easy by yourself. You know?
Yeah, please. Yeah, those guys are right alone around turns. I'm just saying. I think that a little bit of my teacher superpowers kick in with some of that, because I feel like you just give me 20, 25 knuckleheads and I'll just get them to do what we need to do. You know, you put them out on track and all of a sudden you got these knuckleheads and they're like, oh my, why do I see the side of this guy's car? What is he doing over there? Why is this guy kicking up dirt all over there? So it's kind of one of those head on a swivel progressions that I think I've gotten a little better at. Just trying to be more aware of what's going on the track around you. I think that, you know, as far as the mechanical side of it, I've learned a bit as far as just what some of the shenanigans that people are doing out there to keep things going. And some of the processes, I practice what I preach. I like to work outside in the driveway, not inside of my garage. Just getting ready for race weekend. You know, I get the crappy pop-up tents and I've worked out a little custom maneuvers I'd like to share with you now, but I might have to kill you after anyway. So, you know, that part I really enjoy. My strengths and weaknesses, I think, well, my strengths is that I really enjoy the process and getting out there and doing the stuff. Some of my weaknesses, I think, is just more getting people to do what we need them to do and that they want, having them want to do it, which is, it's the teacher challenge, right? Like nobody wants to do algebra, but I just have to convince a bunch of people that it's a good idea for them to do it. And it's a really good idea to do algebra.
So what areas are you working on?
What areas am I working on? I think some of right now is just the you know, stepping into being a car owner, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the whole picture now, you know, all those knucklehead team members that don't respond to emails or call back and stuff.
Yep.
You know, there's that.
Those guys.
And then the logistics of, you know, do I really have gas for the whole day on Saturday? You know, do they all have suits? Are they all tech? Are they, you know, some of that kind of stuff. So that's definitely one area that I'm working on growing, as far as getting the whole circus together, not just focusing on my one little ring circle that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be a problem. You've only got two teenagers coming. Fine. Should be fine.
It should be three if we get, if all works.
Oh.
I'll have three teams.
Yeah. Are you bringing Connor back for?
Connor does not want to drive, but he definitely wants to crew. So if he wants to join the Sweat Fest, he's there, certainly welcome. But no, I have Quinn's buddy, who's also 16, 17, really doesn't know how to drive standard. So I'd like to try to get him out on track and see what kind of mayhem we can cause with that. I don't feel he has the aggressive gene for the red mist, so I think he'll be okay there. As I'm not sure that Quinn does either. Bennett definitely does.
Yes, so there's no doubt there. Sure
he certainly has the mindset. So
is Quinn going to get behind the wheel?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yep. Boy.
No, because he. So that's the thing, is he works like 5 days a week delivering pizzas in a standard shift car. So
okay.
So and nice. We only lost once to Cumberland Farms with him.
He has more experience than Jennifer had.
But yes, and maybe we won't strand him out of gas. We'll see. That's right. Yeah. I mean, it could happen. You know?
We'll try not to turn on the fog machine like we had for Jen either. So.
So Alan, what new areas of our team for you to get into?
New areas for me to try to step back and just kind of see what happens. You know, like you just like, oh, what are they gonna? Okay, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that. Oh, I wasn't thinking of that, but that might work too. Okay, all right. Let's see how this works. So I'm just trying to step back and just like pause, let you guys see what you come up with, rather than me just jump in and just run my mouth all the time like I usually do. Just try to pause and just see what, you know, what other ideas might happen. Because sometimes there's lots of great ideas out there, and sometimes people just need that pause time to think, oh, okay, that's what I need to do. So that's like a new area for me, I would say, just as far as trying to step back and be like, okay, what, you know, like, you know, I think I tried that a bit at New Jersey. I was racing with another team as well, so that was a little hectic for me. And so I wasn't necessarily there right as every second of everything happened. But I did catch a little bit of it. So that was kind of a, you know,
you did go out on track and get us a donut. So that was nice.
Allegedly. Yes, there was. And I did, there was some funny comments as Elzar came in and they asked him, hey, what's that over there? He's like, silence. So
Jim was 100% sure it was Jennifer.
I was, you know, and the funny thing is that then the other truck, the Bright Ideas truck, got you know, she left a little room on the inside, and somebody took that room and punted her, and then we had to fix her exhaust because it wasn't coming out the bed like it was anymore.
That's so exhausting. So you didn't make the first race ever, but you've been there basically from the beginning. You've seen where we started. You've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, which we'll get to later, I'm sure, because it's a podcast and we can't help but force feed that good, bad, and the ugly theme in there. So from your perspective, looking at our team, what would you say would be like some strengths, if we have any, some weaknesses, which we all know we have some, and anything that we need to add or a skill or something that would help our team?
So the strength of the team is, you know, we have a lot of fun, right? Yeah. It seems to be like we go out there and we have a good time doing it. You know, stuff breaks, stuff falls off. It is what it is. We keep racing. You know, I think the theming, guys are really hard on the theming, just like it going in. I love that. The, you know, I think we all work pretty well together. I think we all mm-hmm. have, don't necessarily have defined roles, but we have specialties, and then, you know, the Venn diagrams overlap, and then we kind of get that going. Mm. And I think that's awesome. I think some of the weaknesses might be, again, that overlapping Venn diagram, in that there's circles that no one owns. So there's oh, yeah. things that we need to get going that no one's really owned up to. And it's not necessarily a direct shot at anybody. It's not. It's just a matter of like, hey, there's like 16 things going here. And like, you know, it's like when you start with that small guy in his basement, like building a computer or something, now all of a sudden there's like 3,500 people there. Hey, what did you do back when we started? Like, oh yeah, I did all that. Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's just something where as we develop, we'll be able to add these different things to our repertoire, and more people overlapping.
Mm-hmm. Double or backups would be, you know, we're working on that in some areas,
yeah,
but we still got other areas where you have zeros.
Yeah. And it's just a matter of, you know, can I just, you know, it's like the AB or 1-2 situation, right?
Yep.
So like when Vicky and I work, I think we work pretty well together. And I don't mind being the one or the two or the A or the B. Like she takes the lead, I follow along, I help her out, I grab stuff, or I'm taking the lead, she's following behind me. And, mm-hmm. and oh yeah, let me grab that, let me grab this. So I think that's kind of the thing where that's a good strength. And it's nice if we can get people all trained up so that you can kind of swap and sit back.
Yep.
And I think that would be, you know, I think that would just be some of, you know, something anybody needs to work on. You know, there's always teams that do a bunch of stuff together and then they don't, oh, he always handles that. All right, well, he's sick today, so can you do it? Like, you know, that's the kind of thing where, oh, geez, you're relied upon source. We're just going to take that away today, so you don't have any access to it. Let's see how you do. And that's just, you know, it's not a chaos theory, but it's just one of those, you know, like, as a teacher, you just show up and all of a sudden, like, oh, this kid's off the wall today. Great. Awesome. You know, like, let's just handle it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, so just a weakness. I think we need more people getting hands-on. Vicky is a great woman and she's super strong, but she can't do all of this alone. She needs someone to bounce off of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when Jen's around, it's, you know, I use her line all the time. All right, what's next? All right, what's okay. next? Like, I totally owe her a bunch of money for that. So thank you, Jen. But it's just one of those where, you know, like she asked me that so many times in Portland and it just was like, all right, hey, what is next? Because I don't always stop and think, hey, what's next? I'm just plowing ahead. Away we go. Yeah, I think, you know, just some of that. I think we've done pretty well as far as, you know, getting through the stuff we need to get through. The only other weakness, and not pointing fingers at anyone that's not named Bill, we just need to try to maintain and stay on like one chassis for, you know, like we've done really well with the truck, right? This is our third year with the truck.
Yep.
So that's nice. We're going to get a front wheel drive situation going. So if we can just try to stay with similar chassis or something, mm-hmm. Just to make our lives a little easier.
Yep.
Parts bin engineering and such and so forth. But other than that, no, I think we've done pretty well. I think from the beginning, I think you guys must have totally lucked out that first race.
Yeah, for sure.
And it totally set the hook. And then we're like, oh, this is easy. Anybody could do this.
Yeah, let's get two cars.
So here we are. you know, a couple cars in, just one or two. And no, I think it's been a great growth experience. I think I've learned a ton. I think you guys have all learned a ton. You know, my Splun was just batting off how he drove some truck for 2 hours without brakes or on a track or something. I don't know what he's talking about. But...
Was Kate in the room?
I don't think so. No, good, she knows about that.
I know, but yeah. Exactly. It's not good to bring it back up, though.
Not always. Nope. Not always the best topics. Yeah. But no, I think it's been an awesome ride to, you know, I think from my first moment of seeing pictures that Zicky put up on Facebook. And I think my comment was, you know, what the heck are you doing over here? It's not, whoa, what's the story? And then, then I got infected. So that's what happened.
Yep, there's that. Yeah. What about stuff we should add or bring into the team, either skills, people, tools,
parts? I think that you've done a fabulous job of stocking us with a great shop. I think that we need to take Vicky's training wheels off a little bit so she can try the welder because she's afraid of it. Sorry, Vic, but it's there.
I know.
Said it. And I'm not like, I just, you know,
it's an understanding of it. Yeah.
You know, I it's just one of those, like, we just got to try it. Just do something stupid that doesn't count. So it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. If we and just then, had extra metal.
Yeah. It's a couple scraps.
If it's got to be some we can find.
Something, some old fender or something we can find somewhere.
Maybe.
Old hood, who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think just adding skills to the repertoire and get some of the new tools out of the box and try them out on a couple things, that'll be super fun. I think that our trailering skills, we always need to practice and be diligent on. That it seems like we're getting much closer and much better with that process. I just am always worried that what is something going to happen? Are we going to, you know? And I think that's always a good worry for trailering, because trailering is just a headache and a nightmare of nature of the beast, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think we can all kind of testify that. I don't think there's many people that drive to racetracks and stuff with trailers that think, oh, this trailering gig is so much fun.
It's the highlight of the weekend.
Yes. Let me just pull into this dead-end parking lot and have to back out in traffic.
Yes. Sorry. Can you move those trailers closer? Because I want to back up between them.
Yes. And didn't we just have a little trailer headache not even of our own making it the last race? the parking of trailers was not as convenient as it could have been, but you know, hey, that's me flexing my teacher superpowers. That was a good idea. That's fine, we got this. Please, it's not even 10:30 yet. I still have my snack coming.
Everybody can play together.
and to me, some of that is just a great thing. I think that for new skills, new you know, like again, the trailer, I think, is something we should always be worried about. And I think we've done much better. I've even seen you get the spare tire in the trailer when you've used it several times. And there's been air in the tires and stuff, so that's super good. You took them out and had them serviced. Heck yeah. But I think as far as the skills, yeah, some of it's just getting in the shop and just doing it. We need to get you in there, Bill, a little more, not so much playing with organizing and labeling things, but just like actually like helping and doing it. Because even if you're not physically doing it, or if you physically don't know how to do it, you can see it happen. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we all witnessed when I put the Miata back together backwards, and Vicky saw it happen and then she fixed it all. So that was by no means my intent. And I definitely marked up that cam gear I just took off yesterday.
Oh, I know.
Put it back on the right way. Because you only make that mistake once, you know. And then I got some great friends over at Planet Miata.
I know.
Like, he's so friendly. Like, they're the best guys ever. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, Planet Miata's like, we get this call 400 times a year.
areas to grow. I think that... just getting our cars to make it through the weekend, you know, and that's always the thing in Lemons, just can we get these crap cans to make it through the weekend? And then just cross training and getting more people to know the different stuff. And I'll admit, I've been, like I said, the last race, I try to step back a bit and just kind of let people do what they do and see what's going to happen, rather than trying to lead the show and tell people what to do. Like, hey, do this. Like, all right, let's just see what happens. Let's just see what we do. Mm-hmm. And I think it worked out great. What's that?
It was also really nice having the two extra mechanics on our team, which went to show me that the more mechanics that we have, the smoother everything goes.
It is something to have everyone that's a mechanic. And at least, you know, if we use our friends at the other podcast as an example, they all are mechanics, right? So it may not be that, you know, the first in line, if we do, what's that, ranked choice voting, whatever that crap that is. Not that I'm against this, just, you know, it's math. People have trouble with that. You know, the first person to step up may not be the best person at it, but they're going to step up and get started and get something going. And I think that's just something, you know, we can try to do some more cross training and be like, all right, let me handle this. I know Bill usually does the electronics. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can get this going this time. Let me see if I can figure out where these plugs are and plug this stuff in and some of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a, you know, that's a valuable skill in any set. And for me, it's been a growth area to step back and let go and be like, all right, well, let's just see what they're going to do with that. Are they going to put it right there? Are they going to do that? You know, and that's where you find out whether you do, you know, are you centered? Are you stable? You know, can you not freak out when they go to do that? And they're like, oh my God, why are they doing that? So, and it, you know, it's tough sometimes, but it's, you know, it's just part of the process. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about your how's our racing on track, you know, football stadiums, airport runways gone so far for you?
Well, I know he's got the most mileage on the runway. That's all I'm saying.
I know he does.
I do. Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't going to brag about that, but thanks for bringing it up, because the record clearly shows way many more laps on the bikes, on everything.
Yeah.
I feel bad for some people. I'm like, I lap the shop sometimes. I just walk around.
If it has wheels, he's on it.
I will be on it. Absolutely.
Why is this truck out of gas? Because you keep driving it around the airport.
Anyway. I had to warm it up to see what's going on. That's how it works. Yeah. I think, am I racing on tracks and football stadiums and airport runways? I think it's gone pretty well. I know I only took once or twice at the taxiway to realize that there's a hard left and then a right at the end.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'll just go right instead. Yeah. Instead of left and right, because that's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
I will say, you and I are the only two people to do an autocross in the snow.
Nice. That was fun. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll just get down there. They're like, oh, they don't have anything. Where's my granola bar and goldfish?
We'll get a break. No break. We will go all day.
I think it's been good. I think it's been a super fun experience for me. You know, is one of those, you look at your old artwork and stuff that your parents try to throw out when you get older. And, you know, this checks the box for being a race car driver, you know, because I can officially say I was a race car driver. So that counts for something. And to me, it's a blast. It's fun. The lunacy of getting new people into cars and on track is such a bad idea. That's why we got maybe two new teens on track for the next race in Connecticut. Sorry. I'll try to get a student driver sticker from back, but one way or the other.
Jen's got those.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yep. But we definitely need to have some sort of bad driving caution sticker or something across that little lip across the back if we don't have a monster rear wing or back, some kind of saying on the back there, just so people know. They're like, oh, that guy.
Vicky and I had a thought about a certain vinyl that we may apply to the cars that shall be done post podcast.
Oh, so super awesome.
We will discuss later.
Excellent. I think it's gone really well for me. Just as far as the growth area to try to be able to drive and have fun and get better at driving. Because to me, it really is about having fun. I'm out there to have fun. Yeah, I'm somewhat competitive. Yeah, I want to push the limits and envelope, because that's what you do. That's where you find where stuff breaks and what works and what doesn't work. So to me, that's the fun of it. That's the engineering side of it. Like, oh, geez, we did this and it got a little better. Oh, okay. So that was maybe going in the right direction. I think maybe an example of this was the front brakes. I think the front brakes got hot when we won in Pittsburgh.
I've heard rumors.
But I don't think they got cracked at the last race. So maybe that's because those other drivers that drive faster than us don't use the brakes. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. You know, maybe we should just have them drive. We don't burn up the brakes so much. Either way, I'm not saying. So to me, that's learning and growing. And I think that, you know, I think that's awesome for me. I really enjoy it. I love meeting new people and seeing the different stuff and just overcoming whatever shenanigans coming way. Like, oh, you have to do this? Oh, okay, let's see how we do this, you know? And then sometimes you get caught in the like, oh, he did this and this. And it's like, yeah, no. This was option like 3A because the first 15 failed. So don't think this was the first choice I had. This wasn't what I wanted to do, but all the other ones bailed out on me. So this is just where we are. Some of that is just a blast. It's just, you know, just to flex your creative repair techniques, I think is one way you could look at it. Yes, that's right. I said it. Hey, is that how you do it? Well, that's not how I do it. But if a farmer had to do this, that would be a good choice. That would be a good farmer move right there, because mm-hmm. the farmers fix anything in the field.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So, Alan, what's your podcast highlight and low light so far?
My podcast highlight, I think some of them are the terrible pictures that I send to Bill.
They are horrible.
Again and again, I think those are awesome. I think some of the freeze frame when we were back in the day when we had connection issues, some of those pictures were super awesome. And
thankfully, you got a new hamster to run your internet. So
just a little faster.
Yeah.
And I think just at the last race, we're in Jersey, and somebody recognized my voice from the podcast. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And it's terrible. Things like,
were they running towards you or running away from you?
No, I was not even to be seen. So I I had a chance to get away and I was squatted down low. So I don't, they hadn't seen me yet. So I had a chance, but then I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if he was talking about me or not. So that was kind of,
there's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your racing highlight and low light?
Racing highlight and low light. I think, I guess the racing highlight is just going to be the challenge of it. You know, like, I guess if there's one thing, ouch, hang on. I guess I have to read these questions. My racing highlight, I think really it's just getting out there with my family, just having, you know, my wife out there on the track, and my son out there on track, and them having a blast with it. You know, like it's really fun for me and I really enjoy it, but it's not as fun as if you just do it alone.
You're completing the set this weekend or 2 weekends.
I'm trying. Yeah. We got it. Yep. And I think I'm training him up pretty well too. Cause I've driven with him and he doesn't drive like an idiot, like my other son. No. So I think we'll be in good shape. He was genuinely concerned when he tapped that little gas pump at the gas station with his brother's car. So that's a good sign. You know, I mean, there's something to it, right? There's, you know, that's
signs of life.
Yeah, there's something there. And, you know, like if he doesn't drive well, then he's off the team, booted. That's how that works. Sorry, I can't really, you know.
You got a low light?
Low light. I think probably just like when I've gotten a few black flags, I think I've pushed myself a little hard on race weekends.
You did?
Quite trained as much as I could have been. And late nights and then early mornings. And then, you know, I think to me that, you know, and if you can call it a low light, you know, like, cause I was having too much fun and working too hard. Yeah, sure. That's a little light. You know, I think, you know, like when we were in Portland, and Jen was just kept whipping me the get going. I want to race this car. You know, like I was like 11, like, oh man, she can't keep whipping me past 11. Can she, can I just like a little before 11, I can take a break.
Yes, I can.
And that's 11 local. And that's 11 local. So that's 2 o'clock our time.
Exactly. Here's a Red Bull. You're just getting started. So I think I've learned a bit from that, just to try to limit myself, just to not go too hard on certain things and just, oh, whoa, slow down. Let somebody else step in.
I would like to volunteer a potential, I'm not sure if it's a highlight or low light of your racing career. Oh, yeah. I remember this one time, I believe we were at Thompson, and you threatened us that if we didn't have the pit ready for you, you were just going to take my credit card, drive to the pump, fill up, and get back in the car and drive away.
No, I didn't threaten that. I was doing it.
Oh, okay. Very well. All right.
No, I know I did. All right. So maybe a low point was the one time when the radio in the car was failing and it was grounding out and making terrible noises in my ear. And I was less than pleasant.
Yeah. And we tried to flag you down several different times for hours with, I even bought an ugly Thompson shirt that was in the worst color pink I've ever seen and still couldn't get you to. Yeah. Okay. There's that. All right. So kind of a weird question, but I kind of like it. anything that you think so far related to our racing and our team and everything involved that was harder than you thought it would be? And equally, is there anything that was easier than you thought it would have been?
I think harder than I thought it would be would really just be wrapping up all the little ends. Oh, did we get the transponder on? Did we set the tire pressures? Did we double check that? Did we bleed this? Because there's
thousands,
quite a few aspects to it. Yeah. To what we're doing. And if you change anything, then there's that. So there's some of that's I guess a little harder than I thought it'd be. And just a touch, just a hint, of what the F car is this anyway? Like what am I getting parts for again? Like what is this? Do you have the VIN number? Like there's just some of that. That's the, yeah. Right.
Do you have the VIN number? It doesn't matter.
The VIN. Yeah. It's like a 677 number.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. That part has nothing to do with what car I'm putting it in. So
because I think I just bought something in there at the parts store. I thought she said something like, I'm putting this on your S10. Like that was the car it was for. Mm-hmm. So that I didn't really.
It's okay.
That's the car. Yeah, that's the one.
Anything?
Something easier than I thought it would be.
Like you thought it was going to be a monster and it turned out to be, hey, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I don't.
Nothing's been easy.
I think just kind of getting the rhythm of it, I think I thought would have been harder, just getting all of it down. But then you just kind of realize that, like, oh, this is how they're doing it, so we can get that done too. Like, oh yeah, we can hot pit for gas, or we just come in the, you know, go to the gas pump or go over here for driver changes, or mm-hmm. you know, it's not really, you know, you don't have to do it the race winning way to get the most speed and all that stuff. We can just, you know, do a driver change in the garage and just check it out for a minute and see what happens, and not, you know, mm-hmm. not knock yourselves out too bad.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So with all this learning, did you have any aha moments in your highlights that come to mind?
I think some of it that is going to relate to finding better lines on track. Mm-hmm.
Is that from driving or from track walks, or both?
Well, a little both. You know, like the thing is, the track walk is great. It's just that I think I personally still need a track map, like printed laminated inside the car with like mm-hmm. the numbers, so I can talk to you later and be like, hey, in turn
the left
seven
one.
The seven left in turn one. Seven that one, yeah. That's what happened, you know, like where did, you know, yeah. Where did the wheel fall off? So I think that's
it's not a bad plan.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a little bit from both of that, and it's just like connecting, like, okay, let's keep trying this and see if we can't, you know, just work on one corner set, if you will. In New Jersey, it was the S's or whatever. That was kind of fun, getting the lead into it just right so that you could then, you know, power through and some of that, and just seeing the different places where, oh, okay, I can keep it all the way down here. And, you know, sometimes you get, oh my God, like, okay, I can keep the gas in here. All right, that's fine. So some of that's been the aha moment.
So what do you think about your next missing moment that you feel you might need to conquer?
Well, I think that's coming up as a car owner for the next race, right? Isn't that like just physically surviving the whole weekend? Isn't
welcome. That count? Welcome to the belly of the beast.
That counts for something, right?
We'll see.
We'll see how you do, buddy.
Yeah, I think Alan's learning that, you know, getting a car from the garage and getting everything pulled together. Everything. Yeah. Then getting to the race, there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. It looks easy.
Yeah. I know you haven't heard the episode yet, but my answer to the thing that was harder than I thought it was going to be was 2 race car prep and loading the freaking trailer preparing for a race is a nightmare. It's just, there's nothing good about it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So. Well, I think with time and with the changing landscapes, you're going to figure out more of the stuff we need to bring in some of that and get to a better rhythm with it, I think.
Right.
As far as that goes, I know the toolbox, you've been kicking butt with those, getting those super set up for us, super nice. You definitely felt the pushback when I was like, hey, I need that toolbox that we use at the racetrack. And you're like, it's in the trailer. I'm like, I'll go get it. Roll it right in, because I want to practice what I play with. Now, those are the ones I want to know what it is, because that's where I'm going to know where all the tools are. Mm-hmm. Kate walked out to the driveway this morning. I was up late working on cars yesterday, and she was like, "Oh my God, what happened out here?" I'm like, "I did some things. Happened, and I'm not talking about it." So,
yep.
But no, I think that's my next thing is to you know see that we can get to and make it through every race weekend with an elect, bring the car home, you know, I think that's my next thing, and you know me. You know, I guess somewhat directly getting someone out on track. You know, I've done under your guys before with my kid going and stuff like that. But then, you know, bringing in my own fresh meat, that's a little different experience. It is way cool.
And of course, like I said, we're sharing a garage.
It's one big team.
One big team is just.
I could be like the junior team, the Red Bull junior team or something, right?
Yeah. The junior team may beat the senior team if that's the case. So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's just titles. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
So, Alan, of all of our cars that we've had, which is your favorite car so far?
My favorite? You mean cars and trucks, of course.
Of course. Trophy trucks.
Vehicle.
Yeah. I think, I really still think I like the truck. She has a little special place in my heart there. You know, with her no brakes and bad transmissions and stuff. Like, she just really, you know, she just has, and I mean, I'm not even talking about power steering, you know, like she has something for me.
I think. Hey, while you're on the subject of transmissions, I have a bunch of them now.
We need to scrap them.
No, I just, what we need to label, like what to do and what needs to be done.
Oh yeah. You know what we'll do? We'll do the old the spray paint marking. So you do like the red for the bad ones or green for still good.
Okay. All right. Very well. While we were here, I figured I keep forgetting. So okay.
Got you, bro.
So what about other teams? What would be your favorite car from other teams that we've
The other ones that I've seen.
Just comes to mind. Doesn't have to be. You're not neglecting anybody.
Yeah, no, I think some of the cooler cars, some of the, like the big Caddy, the Lamentarians run, always a favorite. Yeah. And then just some of the other, just the stranger older cars. They're still kind of going, still like.
What was that one that was at Thompson that had like the beer can for the inside the engine bay and it retired itself? You remember? Can't remember what car that was. That car was very cool. It was old too.
2019. Yeah, I think some of the, you know, it's tough to say if there's a favorite. I know just looking at the giddy up of that, which one, that Camaro?
Oh,
under the Cadillac.
The Tatas.
Yeah, that thing just really.
At Road Atlanta.
Yeah, there's just, you know, I didn't think I really even looked inside the car or anything, just hearing that thing and seeing it scoot away from me all those times. Like,
I think that was a case of love at first passing us for Alan.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And second passing
and third. And yeah, they were on the same lap, so.
Yeah. All the passes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what is your bucket list car to try?
For like lemons or for in general or
It's your episode, man.
Yes.
Do what you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think I need to get myself my wife doesn't listen to the podcast, into a P car at some point.
Oh.
I know, it's terrible. It's a bad idea.
If only you had one in the family.
I know. And I think the other option is, I hate to say it for lemons, but maybe like a Miata, you know?
Oh,
seems like everybody else does it, but I'm just,
you know, seems to be the answer.
just something because it's, you know, like just simple. Not you know, front wheel drive or, you know, front engine rear wheel drive, nothing crazy, nothing, you know. Okay, you can change the motors in them if you need to.
Is there a team's car that you want to try?
A team's car. All right, short memory. I think
what comes to mind?
Well, I love to ride in Black Betty. That thing was like so much fun. After I don't know who the heck it was in Jersey, just threw that thing sideways, like, wow, what are you doing? What? I was like, no. Now that thing just looks like so much fun. And I would love to get a ride in that thing. And I had a blast driving a Glenn's truck too. That was super awesome to drive another S10. That was like super cool to drive like two S10s on the same track in the same day. Like, Definitely a blast. I was
who was out there on our team when you were in Glenn's car? I couldn't keep track because I left after the first day. So
I did the end of the day and then start the next day. So okay. I was just getting up to Gingerbot when he faked that mechanical, so I didn't pass him on track.
Okay.
So I was just about to pass him, and then he dropped.
You got
to
do what you got to do, you know.
I'm inspired by the follow through. You know, like some people just kind of like have to wing it, but he goes.
Oh, he does. He does.
So what's your favorite track so far?
Favorite track? I think, you know, maybe it's the lure of, I think Royal Atlanta, I just really had a good time in.
Yeah, you did.
Whether
we couldn't, you know, tell.
Bill getting so wet when, you know, it was raining out there and he was crying and all that stuff. But no, that was just a blast.
Is that before Vicky melted my shoes or after Vicky melted my shoes?
It's all a blur of just bliss. Oh, okay. But no, that was just like so much fun. It's that whole weekend, the harrowing ride back to the airport.
Running everything. To the airport.
Yeah, that was, and you know, the track really was a lot of fun. It was the first time like getting to an away track, if you will.
Travel track.
So it was kind of neat. Yeah, just that whole process of, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think it was a fun track. I definitely enjoyed it. I don't think they had garages when we were there, but I, you know, whatever, it's all the same. But I think that was definitely a fun track for me, and just the nerves of coming right back down the hill to the start finish again, like that was something you can't you don't find a lot of other places.
No, there's so many ways it can go so wrong.
Yes, but, exactly.
Yeah. So, what about your favorite race so far?
My favorite race. It's tough to say. I think
they're all so much fun. I mean,
yeah. I think they all have their own spot where they're so much fun. I think for me, Pitt was the favorite just because we won. Like for me, it was like we've just been busting our hump trying to, you know, all three of us with this football, and you know, it just like we finally got something together, and it was just awesome. It was such a great feeling. We had a new person in on the team. We brought in some AI with Gingerbot. And I think that was, you know, I think that was just awesome. Especially the fact that he poured all the gas in for us. That was really great.
Super awesome. Yeah.
But no, I think that was a lot of fun. It just coming away with the trophy at the end of the weekend. Like it was, you know, I take the pictures so they're blurred. You can't see a C-class or anything, but that's fine.
Don't know that. We just need the trophy. We don't, it's like the podcast. You don't need to listen. You just need to download.
Exactly.
So, for do you have any tips for new teams and drivers?
New teams. I think.
Yeah. What to do and what not to do.
Yeah, I think some of you know, I follow along in the Citrus Racers Lounge there. Shout out to Mr. Hopkins there. You know, just like, hey, get a car that's working. Don't try to just like buy a car, do a crazy engine swap, and cage it like your first time. Like it's not necessarily a recipe for success. And I think another thing would be to just, you know, now that I think we can get out the tracks without three letters from your family, you know, get to a track and just see the shenanigans that go on. I've thought about different people I like to bring into a team and stuff like that. And I've thought about like, hey, go look at this first. Go watch these wrap up videos to see if this is the kind of silliness that you want to do, because this is what it's all about. So, you know, some of that kind of thing. But yeah, definitely see if you can do an arrive and drive. Just get to a track ahead of time. And this is for Lemon. This is what I'm primarily referencing. And just get out there and have some fun. I know that Bill's sheer optimism is admirable. We can do this. Like,
how hard can it be?
What? You thought you could just what? So I think you know, that it's good, you know, like just seeing, oh yeah, I thought I could just come here and do a manual swap and then 2 weeks I could race it. Like, really? You thought you could do that with a Grand Marquis? I think that's some of it. Just kind of see what other people have done. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We're all of us knuckleheads are out there happy to help. And if we don't know, we'll point to someone else that will, and we'll still make fun of you either way. So kind of how we roll, I feel. That's what I'd say. Yeah, just try to find people that are mechanical. That's the other thing, is the more people that are mechanical, the better. Just because otherwise it's, you know, it's tough to not have enough people to fix cars or whatever when, you know, this guy's in the bathroom or something. You're trying to change something, it gets challenging.
Yep. So,
do you have any goals or dreams or bucket list items?
I think, goals, I think would be to get to some more tracks, see if I can travel across the country and get to some other tracks, and tackle that logistic nightmare. I would like to build up a car myself. I'd like to try to get some more of the pieces of it done. I've tackled little tidbits of each piece of it along the way. But I haven't been the one in charge. I haven't been the general contractor, if you will. I've just been just a piecemeal guy coming in and doing this piece and hitting the road. So I think that's something I'd like to do, is to get, I'd like to try to get my own team going, and get, you know, get enough people that I can maintain and sustain it. I think it's always good to try different things. It's always good. Like, I raced with two race teams this past last race week, whatever it is. And just seeing the dynamics of different teams, I think is great. Just seeing how different people work, how different things happen. It just helps you learn and grow. So I think, for me is, getting a car to the track, getting a team together, get to have some other tracks and see if I can't try some different things. Listen to some other different people talking about, well, how'd you plan this? Well, I did the tracks that we knew, and then, he did the tracks that he didn't know because this guy learned tracks better that he doesn't know, and some of that kind of stuff. Like, I'm more of the mindset, just throw me in the fire and just see what happens. it's the more you hang back, for me, I get nervous and I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? They just put me in there and see what I do. But I think my goals would be to get some more tracks, get a team together, get some more kids out there racing, try to build up a car, see if we can't, get some of that going.
Awesome. So we have the bonus plan. This is not only going to be for Alan, but for Jen. We did this a couple nights ago and I had a good time with it. So everybody strap in. I'm scrolling. So if you were to rate yourself on a 1 to 10, and some of these, if they don't apply, you can give yourself a 0. How is your driving on track? What level do you self-assess yourself at, Mr. Danvers?
And 1's going to be low and 10's going to be good.
10's going to be good. So good. We're not going to proliferate with lots of 10s, I'm guessing.
Okay, all right.
I'm a 10.
Just
a 10.
Straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just drag that pen right down the whole side.
Yeah. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. It's like how people do the tech sheet on lemons. Yep. Good. All no problem. No problem. Okay. So you're driving. Where would you rate yourself right now in your progress? You started wherever.
Yeah. I think, I'm probably a good 7.
Okay.
I can try to learn from where I've done. I don't have a lot of experience. But I have a good time doing it.
Okay. Miss Jen, you didn't get to answer these yet. So where are you thinking? What are you thinking?
5.
Dead center.
Right in the middle.
They call me Joe Average. Okay. All right. What about your racing? Where do you think your racing is? Like, on track, racing other cars? Is that, using your rating for yourself as a driver, how is your race craft and your ability to deal with traffic and passing people and not being passed and, seeing everything?
Me?
Sure.
So I probably like a 3. I think it's racing. So yeah. Because I haven't had the opportunity to pass many people.
Don't be conservative, Jen. You can do it.
I know, but this year was just, like I said in my thing, like, this year was just such a pivotal year for me.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Like, and we just really haven't had that many races. So I haven't had as much opportunity, but said, we'll see.
Okay, we're going for a 3. Yeah, I mean, it's what you think right now, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Danvers?
So the racing, I'm going to go from then and now. I'm going to say I probably started at like a 2, and I might be at a 6.
Okay. All right. Very well.
On areas 1 to 10, car prep.
Jen volunteers for 0, please.
Silly girl.
I can theme like a mama, mama, mama.
I want to be a 10. I want to be a 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a 10.
I want to be a 10. I want to be a big girl. Yeah. I'm low.
Hello,
only because I don't have, again, don't really have opportunity to be up there to do it.
Okay. All right. So we'll put a TBD on you then.
Right. Exactly. That's a good plan.
Okay. What do you think, Mr. Danvers?
For car prep, I'm going to go with a strong 8.
8? Okay.
I just, to be really good at car prep, you got to like foresee the stuff that's going to break and have the parts and,
mm-hmm.
that kind of good stuff. As far as the car fixing, I'm still going with a solid 8. Just as far as, it's a good spot to be.
Okay.
Passing.
All right. Good.
What about, let's start with Alan. What about the use of telemetry, using it and the digesting of it and applying it?
I think I have very little experience with using the telemetry, and even less being 100% sure what telemetry means. But I think that means sending signals from the car to the pits, whatever it is. I haven't done a lot with it. I think the Harry's lap timer was as fancy as I got, as far as just seeing what the lap time was at the end of the lap. That was about as far as I got. So on 1 to 10, I'm going to say I'm a solid 4. Because I can plug them in and make them work.
Okay. All right. Very well. What about you, Miss Jen? You started a little bit.
I did. And, I learned a lot the past couple times we've been to the track. So as far as using it, I probably don't use it as much as I should. As far as looking at the data or having it interpreted to me, and trying to learn from that, it's different. So that's kind of a loaded question. So
process.
I would say like a 3 or 4. Yeah. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like there's parts of it that I use and understand. And then there's parts of it that
you tell me I'm to go away.
Working on. Yeah.
No problem.
But okay. But again, like this year has been, we've used it quite a bit, toward the end of last year and this year and or not maybe we've used it, but I've started to pay attention to it more. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. So yeah. I get you.
So what about your goals? 1 to 6. I mean 1 to 10.
I was going to say, when the sex.
On developing goals.
On what?
She knew she had to handicap me on that one, so I didn't.
Well, no, I mean, like, on developing your goals for when you're racing, how do you feel that you rate 1 to 10?
Do you do it at all?
I mean, I definitely set goals for myself when I'm going out on track, and, I probably don't write them down, but I definitely say I was like a 7, because when I try to do certain things, I usually am able to stick with it. Just as far as, all right, let's make sure we do this. let's not, go off track and turn 1 again. Things like that. I've definitely tried to think of, just do certain things in my mind while I'm on track so that I'm not going to run into trouble or be where I want to be. So I think the goals, I think I do okay with that.
Okay. What about you, Ms. Chen?
So I'd say probably the same number, but, mine, as far as like, I wouldn't say a goal, but like a focus. I certainly have a focus when I go. So I really do put a lot of effort into that. But like I said, when we did my segment was what my goal is going in, not necessarily is what I'll accomplish when I come out, because it tends to be a surprise. Like I will do better at something that I wasn't intending to do better at. Do you know what I mean? It just kind of
Well, you're still relatively young in your driving growth, so I mean that's to be
so expected. So like the one HPD when we went to Michigan, You know, all I wanted to do that entire weekend was drive a line. Like my focus was I wanted to learn the line. I wanted to be on the line. I wanted to perfect the line. So, and I put a lot of effort into that in that weekend. And I did come out of there, you know, doing well with that. But then there's been other HPDs where, you know, I've gone and focused on something and then come out and been surprised at myself on something else that I did that I didn't intend to work on that weekend. It just happened. So, right. Yeah.
What about your notes? Do you keep notes on how you're doing, or how do you prep for a track? And what do you guys think about in that area?
I'm going to say I'm at a 5. I aspire to be like 7 and 8. Keeping track of who went in the car and when and some of that kind of stuff, but I don't do that good a job of it. I definitely do try to put notes down when I'm packing to go, though, so I don't forget stuff.
Okay. What about you, Miss Jen?
So notes meaning like?
Like how'd it go? You know, things like, on this turn, I should turn in at the 3 or start braking at the 3 marker or whatever. Like, if you were to go to a track a year after last, do you have anything to help yourself with, or things that you knew, or things that you could be doing so you don't go in and have to restart from zero kind of thing?
Yeah. So I'm still struggling with the way I learn with that.
How do you mean?
And we kind of talked about that too. Like in that, when we were at Ohio, I really had a tough time with like the track, because it was a new track. It was a big track and there were so many turns, and I was watching the videos and I was, you know, looking at the track and I was trying to like digest all of this information. And honestly, there really was no other way for me to learn it other than just doing it. And as much effort as I put into trying to prepare to go out, just wasn't happening. So like, I'm still working on that, how I learn better.
I think to your point, sometimes you actually have to be out there and have been through the turn 3-4 complex before you know what you need to do there. Even though they told you the apex late, until you feel it and you're off in the grass, like, oh, I should have apex late and I would have been fine. Like,
so I wouldn't say that notes are bad. It's just I don't know how it's working for me. Do you know what I mean? So I'm still working on my learning style, I guess.
Okay. That works. That works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel like you are at driving at high speeds? 1 to 10. Like super fast, all
Come
out
on,
to the
Give
floor.
Us a big number. Come on, girl.
If it's in a corner.
What's your speed tolerance? You know, is it like, you know, I don't care, give it all to me, or is it, you know?
No, I that's definitely something I need to work on. I'm probably lower. Vicky and I talked about that. We're lower at that. We're still trying to get over that.
Courage.
Yeah. Courage.
So, I think for me, driving at speed, I definitely enjoy the thrill of it. And just to remind myself, I think it was I forget what track it was, but right before I came on the stream, I'm like, okay, I'm going really fast now. You know, just like settle yourself as the car transitioned onto the main straight there, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the high speed driving doesn't really bother me as much, as long as the car feels stable. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, you know, like
you can rely on it.
Yeah.
All right. So what about, you know, a lot of people have tricks or difficulties with high speed turns or low speed turns. What do you guys think? 1 to 10. How are you at handling high speed turns, and how are you at handling low speed turns? You like turns. Okay. But does it matter?
I like turns. I like going left and right.
Yeah. Left and right.
Fast and slow. I like those. I don't know that I'm rating myself on it. Yeah. So high speed turns, I mean, I'm probably a 7, I guess.
Okay.
And
okay.
Same with low speed. I know that.
So neither one's better or worse than the other.
No, I don't think so. I know that last right-hander before the octopus at Jersey there was was a low speed conundrum for me several times. Like, oh my God, what am I doing here?
I thought I turned enough.
Oh my God, it's slowing down some more.
What about you, Miss Jen?
I
know, but does a high speed turn bother you, or is a low speed turn?
You know, I low speed turns are great. High speed turns are probably not as great, but I don't have a tremendous issue with them. I mean, high speed in general is probably an issue, maybe a little bit.
So do you remember Mid Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, so turn one at Mid Ohio. The one where you just go right under the bridge and go left.
Yes.
That would be like a high speed turn. Is that something that makes you feel comfy or something that you're like,
ee-ee-ee? It didn't bother me at all. Now I wouldn't, the first most of Saturday, it bothered me.
while it was wet.
By the end of Sunday, I was fine with it. But again, like it's kind of like the straightaway thing. You have to get enough high speed to be able to feel comfortable to do it. So am I there with getting that high speed yet? Not quite. So, but does the turn bother me for what I do with it? Not at all.
Okay. Like, very cool.
Like I tend to not get into a position where I'm uncomfortable making that turn. So yeah, but I could probably work on going faster in the turn.
What is the rating?
The rating is, it's a loaded question. So if it's a low speed turn, it's probably an 8. If it's a high speed turn, probably, I don't know, 6 maybe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Awesome.
Does that make sense?
It does. I'm
probably overthinking everything.
Well, I mean, that fits right in with our team. So you're doing fine.
So what do you think your rating is on your braking? 1 to 10.
6.
What do you think, Alan? Alan takes a siesta.
Braking. I think that,
Alan's like, what braking?
It just slows me down. Thing. Don't really approve. I'm probably a 6 or 7. As scary as it may seem, I try not to use the brakes too much, and I don't like driving so hard that I have to use the brakes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather lift than have to accelerate and then brake. So I don't, you know, haven't gotten that confident with them. And then hitting my spots, I'm probably about a 7, because I know, like, again, that sharp right hander into the octopus, it really is tough to get there, but you know, eventually I can get to the spot. I feel like I've done pretty well with it. And again, the track walks are awesome because they're like, hey, you really want to get your tire right at this point right here, because then you know you're on the right line to get to that right hander. And some of that really has helped out quite a bit. And then you feel you're like, oh yeah, okay, this is pretty good. Some of that kind of stuff.
What do you think, Jen? About you hitting your spots, Jen? 1 to 10.
I need to work on braking harder. And later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, but again, you know, it all comes with the speed piece of it that generally I need to work on. But am I uncomfortable for what I'm doing now? Not at all.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm in control when I do it. So, yeah.
Okay. What about hitting your spot? Like making it all the way to the apex, turning in at just the right spot.
I feel like I turn in at the right spot. I'm really comfortable with that. Could I be going faster? Could I be braking later? Yeah, but.
Okay. So you think you're getting pretty solid on your spots?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
So what does the data show, though, Bill?
Oh, I know. We're still calling through the data there. We had a little trouble with the server there, so we're still working.
We'll do that at another podcast. So how are you at catching a car, and then how are you at passing a car? 1 to 10. Mr. Danvers?
On a catching a car, I think I'm pretty good at that. You know, again, I'm going to say probably a 7 or 8. you know, it's a matter of, you know, everything has to be right, right? The other driver has to be driving in a manner that, you know, you can actually maybe catch up to them. Mm-hmm. And your cars have to be in similar situations. Right. But yeah, just kind of track them down and follow them. I know, you know, that, you know, I can keep track of them through traffic and some stuff like that. So that doesn't really give me much trouble. And then passing a car, I think I do pretty well with that. Again, probably 7 or 8, just as far as waiting your time. I know I had a couple of people in Jersey that didn't really want to let me by. Everybody seems to get a little butthurt when a truck passes them. So it is what it is. But it's just a matter of kind of waiting your time and see, and then you hang back, let a little traffic come through, and then kind of see where your angles are, you know, and then and find the right spot around the lap that's going to get it for you. And that's definitely something that I've learned and just kind of known, like, hey, you don't have to pass them at the first turn you get to. You can wait a couple turns. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah. What about you, Miss Jen? How are you catching a car and passing?
Yep.
Passing, don't pass.
I'm not an aggressive driver, so
something you're working on.
Yeah, something I'm working on.
All right, cool.
Yeah. The car was something we worked on a lot last year, and that mm-hmm. and it's in progress.
Sure. Awesome. Absolutely. All right. So this is kind of like a three-parter. How are you at, you know, let's say 8 out of 10 pace, like an endurance race? How are you at like a sprint race where it's like you're pushing to 9 and 10, and then pretend you had to like really go 10 tenths for a lap? You know, you're trying to set your personal best. And how would you rate yourself, Miss Jen?
Say that again.
So 8 tenths is kind of like normal endurance racing. You know, you're doing what you're doing. Sprint race is kind of, it's a short, you know, 3-5 laps, something like that, maybe 10 laps tops. And then 10 tenths, when you're driving at 10 tenths, what do you think of yourself as driving, which is like, I am trying to get every little bit out of me in this car or truck, which I, you know, I'm not saying anything. I said my 10 tenths, I have no idea because I've never done it. So, you know, that.
I don't know. I think.
Like, how are you as an endurance racer versus a sprint racer versus a lap, single lap?
Probably 5. I'm just going to say 5 because 5.
I would say there. I agree.
Because the effort that I put into it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. In my mind, I might not be as good as everybody else, but I'm doing personally driving as hard as I can.
She's phenomenal.
So okay. I mean, so wherever I'm at, like
you do your best at that point, right?
Yeah, wherever she shows up, she just dominates. I thought we knew this already. No. We talked about this.
We do, we do. What about you, Mr. Danvers?
Sprint race. I think, I enjoy the concept of a sprint race. Just go out there for a half hour and just really blast it out. I'd probably be an 8 or 9. And then the endurance, I think I'm more of 7 or 8 because I, you know, I can string together a good 20, 30 minutes of focused laps. And then I'm like, oh, it's a lot of work, man. I just want to hang back and just drive around for a while. Mm-hmm. So I could work on that a little bit. And then autocross, I do enjoy the autocross. It's just so tough to get all of the pieces in, and, you know, in the short amount of time that you have to do it. So, mm-hmm. And it really does work on your car control with that low speed, dynamics.
What about you, Miss Jen? How would you view yourself as an autocross racer? I mean, we've done it at Evo School.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times. I really liked autocross a lot. Mm-hmm. So
we might have to go visit one for real.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember how well I did at it, but I mean, I thought I did pretty good. So. Mm-hmm.
It's hard because everybody's selling all different cars and everything.
Yeah. But it was a while ago. And that was right kind of in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So Miss Vicky had to go attend to Zoe the puppy. So I'm going to continue. How are you? And I'm going to have to make sure Jennifer doesn't just think about Mid-Ohio the last time. How are you at racing in the rain or racing on a wet track? Because Mid-Ohio's a special case. Just pretend that never happened.
Two.
Okay.
It's a mental thing.
It is. You really don't like it.
I don't.
No.
I don't like it. I want to like it, but I don't like it.
You realize a skid pad is technically a wet track, right?
I know.
And you love the skid pad.
I did love the skid pad. So
and
yeah.
And the skid pad loved you, Jen.
But there really wasn't anybody around that, you know.
So is it the people?
Get into.
Is it the wet track or is it the other people?
It's the other people. Right. If there wasn't anything for me to skid into, it's fun. But when you're on the track with other cars, like that's why
the other car should just get out of the way.
So is it that you're concerned about sliding, or are you concerned about being able to stop it?
I'm concerned about stopping it before hitting somebody else. Like I don't have enough confidence in my car control yet to be out with other people. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just a fear of mine that I don't have enough car control.
Am I detecting? I don't know, Alan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but am I
detecting? He's got trauma.
Am I detecting the slightest hint that somebody would like to go back to the skid pad? I'm just guessing here. Yeah. I'm just guessing.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Might have to bring some cones out to the tarmac out there, you know?
Yeah, we could.
Put some cones out on the taxiways.
What about you, Mr. Danvers? How are you feeling in the wet?
I think, you know, driving in the track, once I get moving, I'm okay. I'm kind of a softy in the rain, as I don't like to get my hair wet because I just had my hair done. Mm-hmm. But I do like to drive in the rain. I think that I'm probably an 8 or 9, and I really just enjoy sliding cars around.
If we can get you out there.
Yes. You know, it's something I've always done, sliding cars around in the snow and the rain. So it's just nice to feel where that the traction edges. It's hair raising once you lose it and you're just sliding straight into something, but that's the price we pay. But no, I think I do enjoy the lower traction connection situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing I think we all agree with on our team at least is one, wet grass sucks, and two, the transition is the worst, like from dry to wet or wet to dry. Because
what was the track where we all went in the grass, every single one of
Pittsburgh.
Us?
Pittsburgh. We all did 360s in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
No, I didn't do a 360, but I took care
went
of
off track at least, right?
I took care of a significant amount of their mowing. Like a lot. Yeah, that was the guy's like, can you go? And I'm like, yes, but we won't move. I can, cars running, wheels spin, not a problem. I am stuck in the mud. But anyway, all right, Miss Vicky, you're back.
Yeah, so Jennifer, tell us what your rating is on your threshold braking.
What's that? Just kidding.
That's a 7.5.
Seven.
I said the same thing.
7.5.
that is again in progress. So
she doesn't know what it is.
I do know what it is. So I probably I'd say about a 4.
I can agree with that. Data says four. Data says 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Danvers?
I really try not to use the brakes that much, so I'm going to go with not so good at that.
So you're below the equator?
Yeah, I'll go below the equator. Yeah, I don't really. I think for the amount of times I've really tried to test the brakes, it just kind of scares me to really go that aggressively. That's why I'm a little easier on it.
And then you end up heel towing it into the grass at Thompson?
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can before we go any further, this 1 to 10 is based on like Lemon's racing 1 to 10, right?
No, your personal assessment of yourself.
Yeah, how you think you're doing, yeah.
How you think you're doing versus what you were, where you think you want to be.
Okay. So how about trail breaking, guys? 1 to 10. Jennifer.
Oh, 2.
I think I do trail breaking pretty well. I like to carry the brakes right into the turn. So I think I'm gonna go with a 6 or 7 on that.
Okay. Nice. And the one that I think we're gonna have our first donut.
Heel and toe.
Yeah, heel and toe.
Zero.
Zero for Jen.
Now, I'm going to have to say it is an advantage to have your gas pedal hinge at the floor of your car. Mm-hmm. Because then heel and toe is not really that big of a thing. It's just like side of foot, like, so... I've definitely been cruising around in my kid's car a bit like that. And following tips from Mr. Domination himself, practicing a little street driving with maybe left foot brake occasionally in those automatics or a little heel and toe when you don't really need it. Mm-hmm. Safely, of course, following all street laws and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So but no, I think I'd probably say a 7 or 8. I definitely don't do it as much just because I don't try to be that aggressive with it, but I definitely love playing with it.
Okay, very cool. All right. We'll start with Alan on this one. What about your understanding of suspension, how to adjust it, geometry, things like that, and your aero?
So for suspension aero, I love the physics of it. So I really do, I think I'd probably do pretty well with that, just as far as I've taken a million suspensions apart. I have a good idea of how to adjust them and that side of things. So probably an 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. The aero, I'd probably still say 8 or 9. I love the fascination of aero and free money.
I've never noticed.
And you know, it feels like we can get some good stuff going with that. I think we did some pretty good stuff with the truck to get that thing nice and stable. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had good luck with it.
Sure. What about you, Miss Jen? Is this something you're into yet or something you're still TBD?
Nothing mechanically yet.
Okay. What about the use of testing and how to test the vehicle? Or have we really gone into that yet? Or you guys, how are you feeling on that one?
What do you mean by testing the vehicle?
Like trying to optimize the vehicle, you know, trying to get the horsepower is what it is. The tires are what they are, but what are the other things that we could do in testing to tweak it, to kind of get the bulk of the performance that we could get to be there? I'm not sure we've started this process yet. So,
I mean, I don't know. I'd say I'm probably at a 5 just because I haven't been consistent with enough things, right? If you change 6 things, how do you know what fixed mm-hmm. it? I think the only, if we could just look at the front rotors on the trophy truck, we had a little cracking when we won at pit race. And then I don't think we had as much of that from New Jersey. We kind of made some differences. We tried not to go too crazy with it. But I think we did make some upgrades and I think it made a difference. As well, we probably could have those drivers not hit the brakes so much, but
I think right now our testing is predominantly, hey, have you been on this track yet? No. Okay, you should go out and drive.
All right.
What turn is that again?
Yeah. So what do you guys think about your personal hydration for when you're out and racing, 1 to 10? For race days.
Personal hydration?
You guys feeling it after a stint, or you pretty good? Like, could you go again? You know, are you drying yourself out? Are you staying well hydrated? You know?
Yeah.
I have we bring popsicles when we can.
I drink a lot.
Yeah, I think I do pretty well with the hydration. I try to keep on top of that. I definitely did like having a drink bottle in the truck, getting a sip while you're out there. And it definitely is important, especially if it's a hot day, or if you're out there for an extended amount of time, you got to be on that, because if you're running all day, hydration is important. So I'm going to say I'm probably at an 8 or 9 on that. At track, let's see, what's the next one?
What about rest? How are you guys either at the track or before the race? Are you guys well rested? Are you going in a little tired? Are you tired after your first stint? Or, you know, are you an honorary Black Betty team member and Sunday mornings just not your thing? Or
I think I do the at track planning and rest fairly well. Again, I think I've gotten much better through the years and not just run myself so hard so I'm just wiped out. So I'm probably a 7 on that. I think I try to, I don't think I get enough downtime during race weekend just because it's just a race weekend. But
yeah,
I think I try to do pretty good at that.
Well, you notice we didn't put how are you on Monday, because that, you know, Monday's a survival. What about you, Miss Chen? How are you doing on your?
No, I make a pretty big effort to be prepared when I'm getting in the car. So, like, I'm not a late night person, so.
So you're not dressed as Cher in the hot tub?
No, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I've never, but I tend to try and be prepared, you know, go to bed reasonable time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too tired or hungover.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get you. I feel. Yeah.
So what about your focus? I'm going to rate your focus 1 to 10. Your length of focus when you're on the track, say for instance, 2 hours, hour and a half, 1 to 10, how would you rate your focus?
So I think I did really well this year, because this year was the first year I was able to stay on track for a significant amount of time. And I have to say the entire time I was focused and I was fine. So yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was a pivotal year for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 8.
8. Nice.
Yes. Like as far as being focused the whole entire time. Yeah.
Shiny squirrel.
I'm going with 8 on length of focus. I like it.
You like it? Okay. What about regaining if you lose it? Because I mean, you know, it's one thing to stay focused, but it's another thing, you know, to commonly something brings you out, or you bring yourself out, or you start thinking about what's for dinner. You know,
there's none of that.
No
not
dinner.
Not
we're not getting dinner.
Just thinking of dinner.
You said it was chilly.
Relax, Alan. There's dinner. Don't worry. There'll be dinner.
So I don't really relax at all.
No,
I'm not at a point where I can relax yet. So good. Like I'm super hyper focused the entire time.
In the moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Shiny Squirrel?
I'm going with 8 on that one. Okay. Cause it, you know, like it's just, again, part of the teacher superpowers of just somebody throwing just something at you that you totally didn't expect. Like, oh, okay. All right. Let's do that now. Okay. Sure. That's a great idea.
It's not like I was here. The line is all yours, buddy. All right. Let's talk about two different types of turns. Let's talk about how are you at decreasing radius turns? This would be something like the turn coming into the octopus, which Alan loves. Is that something that you have the patience for and you're working on? Or is that something that you...
It's like 3-4. Like, we don't really...
Not your favorite. Okay.
I just don't like to slow down. You know? It's not my thing.
Well, slowing down slows you down. Yeah.
It's not fun.
What about you, Miss Jen?
I don't mind slowing down.
Don't care? Okay. What about a hairpin turn, like a full 180?
Oh, that octopus at Jersey was so nice.
Yeah.
That was my best friend. Yeah. I really, I was like an 8. Yeah. We got
8s on those?
Yeah. Okay. We got one good. Except when she kicked me off. No, that was fine too.
Yeah. When she lets go, she lets go.
Just that one time.
Yeah. What about you, Miss Jen?
I'm fine as long as there aren't too many people around me.
Okay. So it's more traffic than.
Yeah. Cause, you know, sometimes people just kind of push you off to the side or off the line or
cheater. Right. Anyway.
Right. And there's Alan coming up beside you.
and then there's him. All right. So last question. What would you estimate? And this is not a 1 to 10. What would you estimate your time in a car that you're currently at where you can stay competitive and focused and ready to go through a race? You know, assuming standard race conditions, where do you think your sweet spot is, or where do you start to fall off?
So in a Lemons race weekend, how long can I run my stint? Like, can we be as good as Chrissy and dominate for 3.5 hours?
Exactly.
Wow. I think it's
an estimate. I mean, you're going to have your good days and your bad days. And...
I mean, I think we've gotten up to like 2 hours. I think so far. So, I mean, I think I probably can do a 2.5 hour, you know, if it's not too hot, you know, then I probably
it's raining.
Raining. As long as it doesn't rain until I get in. Once I'm in, it's okay.
Okay. My delicate flower needs an escort to the car or to melt.
Into my umbrella girl.
That's right. I had one. Only you stood there and kept yourself dry and let me get drained on, but whatever. It's all good. I don't remember it at all. What about you, Miss Jen? You mentioned earlier that your stints are starting to come up a little bit. You were always on the shorter side.
Yeah.
So prior to this year, what was your stint? You were typically in the what range?
Probably 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40.
And how did you feel
about
that? Half
an hour, 40 minutes. And this year I did 2 hours.
You did.
So Huh?
You did it.
So, and I was really fine with the 2 hours. Like, I probably could have went longer, but I think it's kind of more of a mental thing. Like, if I know that I'm going to be in there more than 2 hours, I think I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. It's when, you know, you say, I guess, you know, I'm going out for an hour, I'm going out for 2 hours. And at the end of that, you start to think, okay, maybe I'm, you know what I mean? Start to lose your focus a little bit. But
well, we
you're going to be in there. So
we needed you to stay out there, Jen. We were having ice cream, though.
Right? So it was a surprise stay out there. Like, stay out there longer because we don't have any gas. Somebody's going to get gas.
Well, that would never happen. I mean, geez.
No, not our team. Not our team at all. So what do you think, Miss Vicky?
Even though, you know, it's really loud and the muffler's broken. It's shaking a little bit.
It's dragging on the ground. Don't worry about it. It can't go any lower.
Fine.
What do you think, Miss Vicky? How'd they do?
I think they did pretty well.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they did.
So hopefully.
Excellent, he says.
Excellent. So hopefully everybody feels.
Accurate, Mr. Bill, because you're the data guy.
I think a couple times we were a little optimistic, but that's okay. Not a bad thing to be optimistic. So hopefully you guys now know Alan a little better, for those of you who just came in. And for those of you who are glutton for punishment after the Dominating with Dawson that's coming up, which I'm sure is excellent, there is going to be Alan's first go round with where he was back then. Back in the day, as all the kids are saying, 15 years ago, you know, because we're up on the modern lingo from 2000. And that is what we call the shiny squirrel. Our chief mechanic and mechanic who trains all of us. Our guiding light who's distracted by anything shiny. And if you ever need him at the track, go everywhere except our paddock. He'll be there on his bike somewhere. We don't know where.
Listen for the bell.
That's right. Listen for the bell. Shiny Squirrel, thank you very much for coming on.
Yes.
Always a pleasure.
Indeed.
And we will be preparing the artist formerly known as the Spider Stang.
Yes.
For its resurrection race.
I like it.
Thompson 2021.
Yep. I like it.
It'll be fun. For those of you who thought you were done passing that car, no, you get another chance. We'll be there soon. Who knows what it's going to look like? That's up to the girls.
Yep.
We don't have voting privileges on theming, so. Otherwise, we end up in the bathtub.
Yep.
All right, Alan. Thank you very much, ladies.
Yes.
Always great. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great night.
See ya.
Have fun. Bye. Thanks. Bye.